We're on agenda item two, that is PR 2022-006847, as project numbers SD 2024-00084, which is a request for vacation of right-of-way, SD 2024-00085, another request for vacation of right-of-way, SD 2024-00083, which is a request for preliminary or final plat, preliminary slash final plat, and finally VA 2024-00112, which is a sidewalk waiver. This is Isaacson and Arfman Inc., Justin T. Simonson, agent for Matthew C. Sanchez, request the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of the east one half of lot 14 and the vacated portion of Duranes Ditch, Alvarado Gardens, zoned RA, located at 2818 Campbell Road Northwest, between Campbell Road Northwest and Mancha Drive Northwest, containing approximately 1.2949 acres. Do we have a representative of the applicant team here today?
Yes, this is Justin Simonson. I'm representing Isaacson and Arfman.
Thank you, sir. Would you please state your mailing address for the record?
Yes, 128 Monroe Street, Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87108.
Thank you. And please raise your right hand. Do you affirm under penalty of perjury that your testimony today will be true?
I do.
Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. This is, as you mentioned, has several actions to this plat. It is a preliminary final plat with vacation of right-of-way for Campbell Road, as well as Duranes Ditch, as well as a sidewalk waiver along Campbell Road is what we're requesting. Essentially, if you go to the next sheet, you'll see where our end goal is to take one lot and split it into two so that Matt and Crystal can build a second house in the back of their property. Crystal is on in attendance if we have further questions. At this time, I don't think she'll need to, but she is available for that. This project has kind of lingered for a bit. We've had sketch plat, I think, in 2022, our first sketch plat hearing. There's been a few little things that we've had to do to meet compliance of the lot sizing and the turnaround to meet the existing conditions of the site and work with fire marshal, as well as the water authority. We've worked through a lot of that over the past couple of years, and finally are at the point where I think we're ready for this preliminary final plat to be recorded. Wait for further comments and discussions. I'll note one last thing, because I know it'll come up, is the sidewalk waiver along Campbell Road is something we're asking for in that it meets kind of what's happening with the neighboring properties on our side of Campbell Road. And we believe it's the neighborhood character and doesn't really impede anybody else from, needing to have access east-west. There is a used trail on the north side of Campbell Road that's heavily used. Again, we stand for question, and Crystal is available if we need further discussions, but I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Simonson. Very good. So we're on agenda item two for everyone in attendance today, and we're at the point where members of the public may indicate that they wish to provide public comment. If you'd like to speak on agenda item two, please do so now. Please indicate that now by raising your hand. If you're dialed in, you can press star 9. I'm scrolling through the participants and I don't see anyone with a hand raised. Again, I'm calling for public comment on agenda item two. Last call for public comment on agenda item 2. Okay, Mr. Simonson, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment, so we'll proceed to the DFT specialty members for comments, beginning with the Water Authority. Mr. Gutierrez.
Hi, yeah, this is David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. This one had, so I'll go on the vacations. I have no objections on the vacations. So to get those out of the way, no objection to the plat, just to note there was an availability statement 230926 that provided conditions for service for a three lot or two lot. It might have been a three lot, I don't know, subdivision, but this has since changed. We've gotten some information from zoning stating that two lots will be allowed unless there's some waivers. So we're good with this plat moving forward. No objections. Both proposed lots need to have separate water and sewer services. And we're good with that. And that's it for Water Authority. Thank you.
Thank you. Very good. Let's see. Next up would be code enforcement. Is it Mr. Boylan?
Yes, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Jacob Boylan speaking on behalf of code enforcement. Code enforcement's comments are the proposed replat meets requirements of contextual lot size for the property as calculated and presented in prior DRB sketch plat on 4/20/2022 and again on 4/3/24. Code enforcement comments for that meeting are included in the notes provided for reference below. Code enforcement has no further comments and no objections.
Thank you. Next up is Parks and Recreation, Ms. Phelan.
Hi, this is Whitney Phelan. I don't have any comments or objections to the action. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up is Hydrology, Mr. Chen.
Yiquan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved master drainage plan with engineer stamp date of April 2nd, 2024. Hydrology has no objections to the vacations and the plating action and defers to transportation on sidewalk waiver. That's all from Hydrology. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chen. Next up will be transportation, Mr. Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, transportation. Justification for the sidewalk waiver is acceptable to transportation. We have no objections.
Thank you, sir. Next is planning. Who'll be delivering the planning comments on this item?
This is Jay Brunback. I'll be doing them 1 second here.
Thank you.
Pulling up my comments here. Before I go through my comments, I'll just ask the agent, the application. Justin, I got a question about just the dates of the signatures that you have on the plat, and I just want to make sure that the city engineer Shahab Beazar doesn't see any issues with those dates. Mr. Beazar, they look like they're from 2022. Do we have an issue with that?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Beazar. No, I don't have any issues with that, but I had some other questions when I could speak.
Gotcha.
Hey, Jay. This is Justin Simonson. Real quick on that, I wanted to let you know that we were anticipating that maybe the county might have some issues at time of recording. The county offices might have issues. So we have asked the surveyor to get updated signatures from owners and dry utilities in preparation for that, because that might be, we have experienced that in the past with older signatures at time of recording at the treasurer's desk, so.
All right, thanks for that confirmation. I guess in regards to that, I'll just add that, this is Jay Rodenbeck, I'll just add that you'll just need to make sure that should this plat be approved, that any notes, conditions, or revisions necessary on that plat sheet with the signatures are added in there before you get the new signatures on the plat. And I would say that you need to get those signatures before DFT signs off. So you might want to, I don't know. Well, we can talk about that later perhaps, but that's something that we'll need to work out. So regarding outstanding comments, in my memo, I note that we note that we need the project and application numbers added to the plat. That is something that can be delegated. We had asked for the sidewalk waiver to be justified for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It looks like 7 separate criteria that weren't featured in there. And Mr. Webb, it looks like he is sharing the supplemental submittal that you submitted, Justin, addressing those criteria. I defer to Mr. Armijo with transportation regarding the justification criteria being met, but he already noted that he didn't have any objections to the waiver. And could you please confirm that you address the justification criteria for the two vacations of public right of way per 6.6.M.3 of the IDO?
Yeah, so I believe in this letter, and I might have referenced, it looks like I referenced 6.6.6.P.3 of the IDO, quoting the character of the neighborhood and the existing conditions around it for the vacation of right-of-way.
This is Jay Rodenbeck, because I'm not seeing 6.6.M.3 referenced in that letter.
Right. I wonder if that was a mistype of the section.
This is Jay Rodenbach. I'll note that 6.6.M.3, the ADO, is a much smaller set of criteria that need to be addressed, but they need to be addressed and justified for the vacations.
Okay. I will.
Mr. Hearing Officer?
Okay. Yes, Ms. Wolfley?
This is Ms. Wolfley. Kind of drawing a page from the old DRB days. Sometimes when we came across this issue, we would allow the applicant to write up that justification and then finish the decision on their case at the end of the meeting, just because I don't think there's any real concern about it. It's just a matter of them actually having the justification in the file. And so that had been something I had done as DRB chair in the past.
Thank you. Appreciate those comments. Okay, Mr. Simonson, I'm just looking at 6.6.M.3. You know, A is that the public welfare does not require that the easement private way, am I looking at the right one, or public right of way be retained? Is that right? Am I looking at the right section?
I don't have the IDO pulled up, but I believe that's correct. Put my IDO up.
And then 6.6.M.3b, that there is net benefit to the public welfare because the development made possible by the vacation is clearly more beneficial to the public welfare than the minor detriment resulting from the vacation. There's no convincing evidence that any substantial property right is being abridged against the will of the owner of the right. And so, Mr. Simonson, if you could address those items in accordance with the process that Ms. Wolfley outlined, to be much appreciated.
Yeah, if we can, so this is M3, right? Not N3. Sorry, this is just
M.
Okay. Yep, I'm just getting to it on my screen. I would be happy to write that additional justification letter if we can come back to that. I don't know if we have to table the entire action.
You know what? Mr. Simonson, before you go further, could you just, I mean, you're under oath. Your testimony is evidence in the record. Could you testify as to those items?
Yeah, this is Justin Simonson, so I'd be happy to. As far as M3A, the public welfare, sorry, my screen just blacked out for a second. The public welfare does not require the easement, private way, or public right-of-way to be retained. We do meet that condition as the remaining right-of-way that is left meets IDO standards. M3B, the net benefit of the public welfare, because the development may be made possible, a vacation is clearly more beneficial to the public welfare than minor detriment resulting from vacation, and there is no convincing evidence that any substantial property right is being abridged. Again, we can comply with that one as well.
Very good, thank you. And I'll just note for the record that the under 66M3, the application shall be approved if it meets either one of those, and you have provided justification as to both. Mr. Rodenbeck, did you have further comments?
Mr. J. Rodenbeck, yeah, yes, I do. But before I do, Mr. Biazzari, I see he has his hands up.
Oh, thank you, sir. Mr. Biazzari, are you there?
Mr. Hearing Officer, I'll let Mr. Rodenbeck finish his stuff, then I'll just have a few questions.
Thank you.
This is J. Rodenbeck. So as far as remaining comments go, the DXF file must be approved by the Aegis office prior to final sign-off of the plat. That's a delegatable item. Justin, we need to make sure that the sidewalk waiver and two vacations and their DHO dates of approval are noted on the plat prior to final sign off of the plat. And the date of the DHO approval shall also be noted on the plat as well prior to final sign off. Final comment has been addressed. We noted in our memo that the letter of authorization signed by the property owners and Crystal McCartney is here. Had only permitted Isaacson and Arfman to represent them for the sketch plat and the preliminary final plat. It did not include authorization for the sidewalk waiver, the two vacations of public right-of-way. Mr. Simonson got me a revised letter of authorization from the owners that did provide authorization to represent them for the sidewalk waivers and the two vacations of public right-of-way as well. I'll just note that for the record. So that concludes my comments.
Very good. Thank you, sir. Mr. Biazzari, are you there?
Yes, Mr. Hina Officer. This is Shahab Biazzari. Jay, can you zoom into the where the Campbell Road is? And where the exhibit
the web, I believe, is sharing.
So if you could go back to the exhibit where it shows the vacation areas, can you zoom in there a little bit? So are we vacating these easements as part of his application? Or these were previously vacated, because it's referencing DRB number. So that's DRB no longer exists. So if you could find, so who controls the Duranis ditch and the ditch that is being vacated? Is it the MRGCD? Or just Mr. Simonson, do you know?
This is Justin Simonson. I am not aware of who is in control of Duranis ditch.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Biazzari again. Did we get approval from MRGCD on this? On the vacations? Because typically they have control over the irrigation ditches. Have they been in contact?
Mr. Rodenbeck, so you have your hand raised?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Just get a note, additional condition of approval, Mr. Biazzari, could be that we require MRGCD's signature on the plat.
So typically on these ones, this is Shahab Biazzari again, it would be good to get a prior approval, but I think that would be fine. Then also, if you will go back to the previous page, I apologize. So the lot to the east, I don't think the property line lines up with this one. So it's just a drafting thing. It should make sure. I don't think that portion of the ditch has been vacated on the adjacent property. So the property is further south. So if you could make that correction on the plot, that would be great. That's all I had.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Simonson, any questions about those items?
Yeah, this is Justin Simonson. So I will get with the surveyor to verify that they are showing lot 13A1 properly. I believe they did have documentation that it was vacated. Yeah, we'll verify that and get with you if there's other results. And the DRB note, we will modify. That's a carryover because we were working on this plat back when there was a DRB. So we will get that revised with the platting. So thank you.
You're good. Thank you. And then you'll add the line, signature line for MRG CD.
This is Justin Simonson. So yes, that is on the cover page of the plat.
Oh, good.
It is not signed as of yet on the copy that we have. Again, I'll get with the surveyor to verify. I will note that MRG CD, while the Duranis ditch in general is, as you can tell, has been vacated in various portions and there is no physical ditch there at this point. But again, we'll get with them to make sure they're comfortable signing. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
And this is Jay Rodenbeck. If you bear with me, Mr. Hirnosser, I'm adding my condition to the chat.
Oh, sure. Thank you.
Sure, hearing officer, if I may, this is Shahab Yazir again. One last thing. Was the Duranis ditch shown as a right of way, or is it just because as far as property ownership, who owned it? I mean, if this needs to be purchased from the city or this portion, how that's going to happen? So that's something that we probably could follow with real property as well.
Yeah, this is Justin Simonson. I know at our sketch plat, it was brought up as a question whether that was an easement or a right-of-way. It was noted as right-of-way on our survey. And I believe Fred Arfman from our office and yourself had conversation about whether it was a DHO could vacate that right-of-way or if it had to go to council. And it was determined that it could be DHO. As far as who actually owns it and who's purchased, I think that you're right. It would be a conversation with real property.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Yazir. That's correct. So we're trying to determine, that's on record, that if this needed to be seen by city council, but since this is the right-of-way being vacated, it's not a roadway right-of-way. It does not require to go in front of city council. I mean, the small portion in the front, it's less than 5,000. So that was under the threshold. So we should be good on as far as that's concerned. That's right. I remember that conversation now. Thank you for a reminder, Mr. Simonson.
Thank you.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. All right. Also, I've added all the conditions of approval, I believe.
Very good. Thank you. Bear with me one second, everyone. I just want to make sure I'm reading the correct agenda item numbers here with the multiple applications. Okay. Let's begin with the SD. And again, we're on agenda item 2, PR 2022-006847. And I'll first address SD 2024-00084 and 00085, which are the requests for the vacation of right-of-way. And I hereby approve the vacation of the rights-of-way because the public welfare does not require that the rights-of-way be retained, and there is no convincing evidence that any substantial property right is abridged by this vacation. Moving forward to VA 2024-00112, which is a request for a sidewalk waiver. I approve the requested waiver of the sidewalk waiver because it meets, let me see, which is bear with me one second. I just want to make sure I read the correct criterion here.
This is Ms. Wolfley. Mr. Hearing Officer, I think you should look at item C.
Thank you. I hereby approve the requested sidewalk waiver because it meets criteria C, which is that the established neighborhood character or landscaping on the site would be damaged to a degree that outweighs the normal technical standards in that location. And furthermore, because the waiver will not be contrary to public health, safety, or welfare. And then for the final application under this project, That is SD 2024-00083. That's the request for preliminary final plat. And I hereby approve said item because the application meets all applicable requirements of the IDO, DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. First of all, the project and application numbers must be added to the plat sheet. Secondly, the DXF file must be approved by AGIS and provided. Third, the sidewalk waiver and the two vacations of public right-of-ways and their DHO dates of approval must be noted on the plat. Next, the date of the DHO approval of the plat must be added to the plat. And finally, the MRGCD must sign the plat. Any questions, Mr. Simonson?
This is Justin Simonson. No, thank you all for your great work on this.
Great. Thank you, everybody. That concludes agenda item 2.